welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Name's Sam Henderson, doing the Train to Game developer course. I live in Darlington.
Hi, Sam. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. So, tell me who you are and what have you done lately?
Well, at the moment, it's just a game developer, just trying to be a game developer. Went to university for 2 years, didn't like it, went on Train to Game. Learned loads from that.
I understand you've worked with the Rapid 2D engine recently as well.
Yeah.
You were part of the competition, weren't you?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
I came second, I'm runner-up.
Yeah, and what did you have to do for the competition?
Just design games. Just design games for it, for Windows 8.
And how did you find working with the Rapid 2D and Windows 8 and all of that?
A lot easier than I thought. It was difficult to get into used to it, but when I got into used to it, it was perfect to use. A lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, excellent. So what sort of games did you make?
Made space games. I used the templates that they provided to us and just tried to edit them. I used a couple of quiz games based on the template they provided with us. I just went from there, really.
You had to make a certain amount of games, didn't you, for the contest,
yeah.
I believe?
Yeah, to make five. Five to enter, then for everyone you get an extra entry. I made, I think it was 23 in total.
That must have been quite some work.
Yeah, day and night.
Yeah, who needs sleep? So, was that on your own you did that?
Yeah, it was on my own.
You said you were at university but didn't enjoy it much. What was it about university that you weren't into so much?
Because we were quite a big class, because game programming is quite popular. I didn't get the support, like the one-to-one support I wanted and needed. And so it was more of just the lecturers came in, dealt with the people they liked and who stood out more to them. But for people who me, like, just sort of stayed back, stayed quiet through certain things, it was a bit harder for me to grasp everything. But then I left that, found Train to Game, and just a lot easier, a lot more support. Got the forum, got the tutors, it was so much easier to use on my own time as well.
How did you find out about Train to Game?
I think it was an ad through Facebook.
So, how did you initially get into games development? What sparked off your interest for it?
Well, my initial sort of games interest was from when I was a kid. I just had a lot of free time because when I was a kid, I was in hospital quite a bit. I fell in the river and got an ear infection and lost hearing in my ear. So I was in and out of hospital every now and then. And I had games consoles to play with while I was recovering. And that sort of sparked my interest in games. And then as I progressed through life, I just wanted to do more with games and eventually try and produce them myself and get more involved in development for them.
Excellent. So where would you like to end up working in the games industry?
I'm not sure anywhere that's willing to take me, really.
Yeah. You haven't got, like, an ambition to work at any of the big companies or anything like that?
Well, I suppose probably my favourite one to work for would probably be, like, Bethesda, work for, like, the Fallout or the Elder Scroll games.
Yeah, they seem to be popular ones with the programmers, because just the amount of work that goes into them must be quite appealing.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much then, Sam.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.